Team had a chance to get away. We had a good practice Thursday, though. Got a chance to grade the players there to kind of see how we'll be doing it. Everything we're doing right now is kind of get them ready for the fall. Of course, to be game ready versus Carolina. Get great work each day. You know, we get a few injuries every day also, which is a little discouraging. You know, we like to have our entire football team out there, but some of the younger players are getting valuable, reps out there on the football field. Take your question.
Lovie, some teams are doing inter-squad scrimmages with other teams. What's your thoughts on those things, and maybe do you plan on doing that with the Bucs or somebody else?
No, don't plan on doing it. I'm not one that buys into that. When we go against someone else, we want officials out there. We'll go through our routine, and we'll use those four preseason games to get ready for the season.
Coach, you signed Alex Tanney a week ago. The decision to sign Alex Tanney a week ago. Can you talk about him, what you like in him?
We're always looking to improve our ball club, and each week we'll be bringing players in. If we feel like they're better than what we have on the roster at that time, we'll make a move. Alex came in and did a good job. I'm told he's a YouTube sensation or something like that. You know, I'm behind the times on a lot of that. But on the football field, he did some good things. And, we're going to go to camp with four quarterbacks, and he's our fourth one.
What about quarterbacks during the regular season? I don't know if you've traditionally kept two, but is there a plan in place for that? Do you want to keep two?
You asking me, do I have a plan for our quarterback position?
Well, yeah, I'm asking you to tell me the plan.
Tell you the plan, okay, yeah.
I know you have one.
You know, we all have a record. You look at my record, our record a little bit. It's tough to keep three guys, but if you feel like that third guy is one of the best 53 that you have, but for the most part on game day we'll suit up two quarterbacks. So you can kind of look at that a little bit on what direction we're going to go.
You talk about the progress of your defense a little bit. There's so much been talked about the offense, but not a whole lot about your defense. What are you seeing out there?
Well, I see we have a long ways to go, just like on the offensive side of the football. Just so much to put in. So many little fine details that you have to get ironed out by practice, but I see improvement each day. They're getting more and more comfortable in their roles. And I'm talking, Gerald McCoy is a great player, but he has to, to get to know our defense, what's expected of him in every situation. Same thing for Levante David across the board. We have excellent coaches on our staff, and I see it coming. We're going to be a good football team. And we, in order to be a good football team, we had to play great defense, and I think we will.
How's Gerald doing in terms of getting comfortable with his role in this defense?
Gerald has been just the perfect student, number one, to just buy into the coaching that he's getting. He's a great player. That's established. He's a great player, but what do you do from there? And he comes out every day. You guys have been, that's around here watching practice. He's the first guy in every drill. He's running to the football. You can't ask for anything more in a defensive lineman than what Gerald McCoy is doing.
Hey, can you give us an update on Mike Evans? He wasn't out there working out today, but how's the hamstring? Is it anything real serious?
The hamstring is getting better, but I'm not an expert on a lot of things, but the hamstrings I am an expert on. So Dr. Smith talking here. It is getting better, but you don't come back right away from a hamstring injury, and we're not getting ready to play right away. We want Mike to get well. And all of our hamstring injuries, Vincent Jackson has had one. We'll take our time with them. There's so much that Mike Evans can learn besides getting on the football field running. I mean, the main part of the game. And he's doing that. He's doing everything we've asking him to do. And in time, he'll be back out.
Okay, I know you said this is frustrating sometimes with injuries, especially this time trying to learn, but it's also an opportunity because you never know what can happen in the season for injuries when they come up. It's a good test.
Yeah, and that's exactly, it's a good question and good point. You have to prepare for that. It's not if. We are going to have injuries during the year, and it's always about the next guy stepping up. It's safe to say Mike Evans and Vincent Jackson are going to be on the team playing for us this year. We do need to learn about, the third, fourth, fifth receiver. Six if we, decide to go that direction. Or seven, so you don't know exactly how many we're going to keep. I got to throw that in there. And we'll see how it works.
Love, you got so many changes offensively. How valuable is this time right now to get people on the field?
It's critical. And every rep, every minute, the CBA rules allow us 2 hours on the football field. We take every second. We try to at least. And And then just nowadays, you know, everything a player does, we video. So it's just a great way for them to see, you know, you tell them as a coach you need to do this, but for them to be able to see it every day. And, again, we're getting great work, and we're working. It's definitely helping.
Lovie, I know a lot of fans and probably media are wondering what's Jeff's offense going to look like, and they're excited to see it. I mean, are you excited to see it, and how close are we to it?
Well, let's just establish a few things. It's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offense.
Sure.
All right, and, yeah, I'm excited to see it, just like I'm excited to see the Tampa Bay Buccaneers special teams. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers addition of our defense, too. Mm-hmm. All of those things, but they're coming into place. Again, we're not. You'll see a little bit of what we're going to do, but we can go a lot of different ways. I'll just say that with our offense.
Mike, with Mike Evans and Vincent Jackson on the sideline, who's looked good to you among the receivers? Granted, it's in shorts, but
I'm going to say that. Granted, it's in shorts. Yeah. I mean, all the guys they're having their moments right now. Mm-hmm. Chris Owusu, though, he's been pretty good from day one.
Yeah.
The guy that's been around here, all of the players has been around, but he's one that's caught my attention from the first mini camp all the way through. But I hate to point out guys this early in camp. You know, we're running around in underwear right now. You can't see an awful lot from that. But, you know, as you talk receivers, you can at least go on the guys that's catching the ball and running good routes and all of that. And Andrew Hayes Stoker's doing a great job with them, and they're getting better.
Bobby, one of your new faces in the last week is the rookie tight end from Harvard, Cameron Bray. Can you ask you what you had seen from him to sign him and what your experience has been with players from the Ivy League?
Well, you know, Ivy League, I try not to get into too much detail where they're from, but you expect a guy from Harvard not to make a lot of mental mistakes. He hasn't. But it was more than that. He came in and we saw athletic ability. We saw a tight end that could run, caught the ball well, and made some plays. That's what you – when you're coming in – behind eight ball a little bit, you got to come in and make the coaches take notice. He did that, catching the ball and knowing what to do.
Coach, can you give an update on Carl Nix? He wasn't here on the field last week or this week. And what's going on with left guard?
No update. He's not here. So he's not here for voluntary work.
Lovie, Evan Dietrich Smith said, you know, obviously you guys aren't hitting yet, but he said what he sees out there is potentially top 10 defense. Is that too premature, or is it, do you like that talk?
Do I like that talk? For us to talk about being a top 10 defense or top 10 offense for that matter. You know, Evan's been around the game a long time. He's seen a lot of good defenses. I think we're going to be a good football team, offense, defense, and special teams. So I would hope that our players see the same thing.
Buddy, how much have you seen Mike Jenkins pushing Banks for that number two quarter job? I know a lot of that will be in camp in July, but already what are you seeing there?
I see good competition. Alteron Verner would be one of our guys. But, you know, of course, we didn't bring him here to sit on the bench, but there's good competition. I would say that there are six cornerbacks that I like on our football team right now. And it'll be interesting to see how they grow. We have guys with Sean Melvin, Devron Carr, guys with size, you know, size, speed guys that we see daily improvement from. So, again, I just can't wait to keep going through the process to get to the preseason games to see exactly how they'll be.
Is Banks a good fit for your scheme?
Banks is a great fit for our scheme. I was talking with Jonathan a little bit today. You know, receivers, we're not the only wide receiver in the group in the division that's gotten taller. You know,
right.
There are others that have done the same thing. So we're going to need, you need a really a couple 6 feet corners now, at least six plus corners. And of course, that's Jonathan. And I like what he did last year as a young player playing and a coachable guy who has talent, excited by coaching.
How much does controlling the ball on offense generate, you know, just more success on defense? Is there a number that you look for in a 60-minute game of, you know, if we can have the ball for X amount of time?
No, I don't think you can. We don't look at it that way. Offensively, what we talk about is just ball security. The plays that we have, not turning the football over, you know. You guys know. The biggest reason why a team wins or loses is the turnover ratio. So offensively, ball security. I'm talking about from the quarterback position and the plays that we run, of course, to the guys that actually carrying the ball. It's that as much as anything. And just being smart with the plays that we run. Ball control. And everybody's a part of that. Thank you.
Thanks,
thank you, sir. Appreciate it.